You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Many Motherlode residents are currently suffering the flu. Well, the flu went past Kathy Mazzaferro. However, she is suffering a cold this morning. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mark.
Executive Director for the Calaveras Arts Council. We want to talk all about Ovations, but first, did you have an enjoyable holiday season?
I had a wonderful holiday season.
All right. And I know you went over to London, England for your New Year's Eve. How do they celebrate in London, England?
Well, the entire city just explodes. And we were surrounded by approximately 20,000 people on the street in front of the London Eye as the fireworks went off. And I was very grateful because, you know, Big Ben is under repair right now in restoration. But they turned on the bells, so we got to hear the bells chime midnight from Big Ben.
Would you do this again?
Oh, God, yes. This was the fifth time I did it.
Okay. You just got back about 48 hours ago, and you are ready to hit the ground running. We are going to talk about the Ovations 2018 Performing Art Series and the lineup this year. First off, let's just begin from the beginning. What is the Ovations Performing Art Series?
Well, the Ovations Performing Art Series is a series of concerts. We sometimes include dance that we bring to the citizens and visitors of Calaveras County at the Dr. Elliot Smart Performing Arts Center at Bret Harte High School in Angels Camp.
Well, let's talk about the lineup this year because it all begins this Sunday, January 14th. Who's up?
Well, we always try and include at least one classical group, and this year is no different. We have the Altos Brass from Palo Alto that they will be performing on the 14th. Curtains at 3 o'clock. They're going to be performing things like The Pavane by Morton Gould, The Brass Menagerie by John Cheatham. But they also want to have a little bit of fun, so there's going to be a little bit of the Beatles, a little bit of Cowboy. You just never really know, but they're a fun group and a great sound.
Concert number 2 takes place Sunday, February the 11th from 3 through 5 p.m. Who's up on that date?
That's right. That St. Gabriel's Celestial Brass Band. We had a number of requests for jazz, Dixieland, etc. So this group is coming up from San Francisco. They'll be here as we start Mardi Gras week, and we're going to be giving out Mardi Gras beads, etc. And this is a fun group with a sousaphone and all of the high-energy brass that you would expect that could be bringing Dixieland into Calaveras County.
Exactly 1 month later, on Sunday, March 11th from 3 through 5 p.m., tell us who we're going to see.
We are delighted to welcome back Junie Fisher. Junie is a well-known Western entertainer, songwriter, and humorist. She's been with us once before during Music in the Parks and was such a great hit that we are just thrilled to have her back to entertain. She's just a delight.
Sunday, April 8th, who's up?
We've got Mario Flores and the Latin Jazz Rhythms. He's going to be bringing, the drums, the vocalists, the beat, because we always try and make sure we have something eclectic, something to excite a little bit for everybody.
Tell me about tickets.
You can go online and find them at our website at calaverasarts.org. You can also call us, and you can buy them at the box office at the Performing Arts Center in Angels Camp.
All right. What else would you like to talk about before I let you go, Kathy?
Well, we're supporting our Arts in the Schools program. So in February, we will be bringing our annual Art Spirit Show, showcasing the artwork from the high schools of both Bret Harte and Calaveras.
Rest your voice and drink that tea and get over this cold, Kathy.
I'm going to do just that, Mark.
We will see you this Sunday, January 14th, 3 through 5 p.m. for Altos Brass. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Mark.